Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is a special Sports Wednesday with Russell that we've dug up from our archives. Enjoy. It's Quiz Chat Repeat, the UK's only and therefore best daily quiz podcast. Every episode, we ask a different person 12 questions for a maximum of 15 points. Let's get quizzing. I'm Makita Oliver. Hello. This is Sport Wednesday. Joining me for today's quiz is award-winning comedian Russell Kane, who is beyond excited about the questions all being about sport today.
We're all hoping that reading or self-touching is a sport, because that way I'm going to get maximum marks.
I think they might come up later. Let's hope so. We have 12 questions. Who knows? Question number one. Which home nation's rugby team are the current Six Nations champions?
No idea.
Pass. 2020.
Well, I might as well have a guess. New Zealand are the best, but did they win? Home nations. Does that mean it's one of us lot?
It does.
So you've narrowed it down for me. That makes it easy.
Well, let's just try and get through this together.
Scotland.
Incorrect. Scotland. It's actually England.
Oh, my God. How did I miss that?
It was eventually completed in October of 2020, and the 2021 tournament begins in February, so the 2020 winners have only been crowned for 4 months. All right, let's keep going. Question number two, Russell Kane. Jack Nicklaus, a.k.a. the Golden Bear, is widely considered the greatest athlete in his sport of all time. What sport is that?
I only know this because my nan fancied him. Wasn't he a golfer?
He absolutely was. Did she really?
I'm sure that and Sebi Ballesteros had all the Werther's originals being sucked slightly harder than they should be.
Oh my God, you're like, oh, nan's on one. Okay, correct answer is golf. Question number three, with a capacity of 99,354, which football stadium is the largest of any sports stadium in Europe?
I mean, I literally don't know the name of any football stadium anywhere other than Wembley or Southend, where I lived, which I'm pretty sure it's not Southend.
I don't think so, but Wembley is the second, so it's the one above Wembley.
It's under the league. It's got to be a national club. It'll be somewhere in Italy or Spain, no doubt, but I just don't know the names of them. I'll try and guess the city, see if I can get half a point. I'm going to go somewhere in Milan.
Oh, it's in Barcelona.
Yeah, it would be. It was clear. It was going to be somewhere.
Yeah, it's called Camp Nou. The correct answer is Camp Nou. Question number four. What is the full brand name of the George Foreman grill?
I mean, I only know the George Foreman grill. He's got the word lean in there or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Give up.
The correct answer is George Foreman's lean, mean, fat juicing grilling machine.
It did have lean in there. Yes.
You got to trust yourself.
One tenth of a point.
Absolutely no points for Russell. Question number five. At the 2010 World Cup, which African team did Luis Suarez prevent from reaching the first ever semi-final for any African nation with a brazen handball on the goal line? I mean, even if you're not into football, you saw this.
The only reason I know this is because I do stand-up. And any time Nigeria do well at anything, the Nigerian people of a Nigerian extraction always talking about it. And the only other team that ever do well in the World Cup are Cameroon. So it's clearly either Cameroon or Nigeria. So I'm going to guess Nigeria.
Incorrect. The correct answer is Ghana.
Who? Oh my God. Oh no, do you know? Oh my God, this is awful. This is really bad because my ex, who I was actually married to, my father-in-law was Ghanaian and banged on about it all that summer. So that's really bad.
Oh dear. See, this is what I'm going to say this for the last time to you. Look into yourself because the answers are there. Okay. Question number six. Which nation has the most successful ice hockey team in the world with 13 Olympic golds, 26 IHF titles, and being the current World Cup champions?
Well, it seems too obvious to say Canada. But that's the only place I can think of that would play it and do that well. Or Canada, or it could be the US, of course. Is that the two? Canada.
Correct. The correct answer is Canada. Question number 7. The US Open tennis tournament traditionally starts on the last Monday of which month, coinciding with the Labor Day holiday at the halfway point every year?
No point talking about tennis. Labor Day is the only bit. Now, Lindsay and I are getting absolutely ratted in San Francisco.
And this is your lovely current wife.
Yes, current wife. I love that. Current. Sure, like that wording. The middle wife. And,
Sorry, Lindsay. I did not mean it like that.
The middle. That's just a showbiz assumption, isn't it? Statistically bang on. So Labor Day, we were there. Was it September? You know, it was still very, very warm. Is it September or October? September.
Oh, God, it's August. Incorrect. The correct answer is August, but bloody good effort. Question.
I knew it was roughly around then.
Yeah, question number 8. In 2017, which footballer became the subject of the current world record transfer fee amounting to 222 million euros? This is in 2017.
I've got absolutely no idea. There's only two I can name. One who all the girls fancy, Ronaldo, and the other one.
Do they?
We use it for a rhyming slang on a night out. We say it's all going to get a bit Lionel, meaning Lionel Messi.
Messi.
So it's either Messi or Ronaldo. 2017, that feels like ages ago. Messi.
Incorrect. The correct answer is Neymar. You know who that is?
No idea.
Pretty big. That transfer was from Barcelona to PSG, which is Paris Saint-Germain.
PlayStation 5.
He's moved to PlayStation 5 to play professionally. Question number 9, Russell Kane. How are you feeling?
I just, sport and music, the two days I've been dreading. So.
Yeah.
But sport definitely more than music.
We'll be out of here soon. How many steps can a basketball player take with the ball without dribbling?
3.
Correct!
Oh, look at that.
Correct. The correct answer is 3. Question number 10. Russell Kane, for 1 point, can you name an animal, non-mythical, contained in a current Rugby Super League team name?
I can't. I think a better question would be, can you name a rugby league team?
Well, can you? Because
oh, hold on a second. Hold on one second. Lindsay, my wife, she's from South Manchester, from Sale. And I know Sale has a rugby league team, but what is it? The Sale what?
Is it an animal? Do you remember it being an animal?
Exactly. I don't know. I can't name a complete rugby league team. I literally can't. So I'm just going to guess an animal.
Absolutely.
I'm going to go, would the Rams be? Ram feels like a rugby term. Ram.
Oh, incorrect. I was hoping you'd go with rhino. which is here.
Is that Sale?
The Leeds Rhinos. And then we have Wolves, the Warrington Wolves. And then Tigers, the Castleford Tigers. Wolves, and
literally
Rhinos.
Never heard.
Rugby's not your thing.
At least it wasn't Sale. No, rugby, because my dad believed that football wasn't manly enough and he was so pushed me into rugby and there was no football at my school at all. It was a treat at the end of the term. And it just put me off rugby for life because it was forced upon me.
Yeah, that happens with sport. Whatever's forced upon you, you never want to play again.
That's why I've got this relationship with sport. It's just, I've tried. Like, I can't join in on the boys' banter group half the time. I have to mute the group until Arsenal have stopped playing the Leeds Rhinos or whoever.
We're going to talk about your sport issues and how isolated it makes you feel in your friendships at the end of the quiz. Question number 11. For 2 points, apart from the New England Patriots, can you name two of the last 10 Super Bowl winning teams?
I've never, ever heard of the New England Patriots. I have never heard those words put together.
Wow.
America, why would I seek out American football when I don't know anything about British football? Who needs more football? Who?
Some people really do.
Well, like, I only know because my dad's sister emigrated to America. So I know there's a team called Dallas Cowboys. So that's one I can name. So I'll go Dallas Cowboys.
Okay. They're not on my list, I'm afraid. They haven't won in a while, I guess.
I can't name another American football team. I can't. I don't even know if the Jets are a football team. I think that's basketball, isn't it?
I don't know. I give up. That's all right. You can give up. We could have Kansas City Chiefs, Philadelphia Eagles, Denver Broncos, Seattle Seahawks, Baltimore Ravens, New York Giants, Green Bay Packers, New Orleans Saints, Pittsburgh Steelers, Indianapolis Colts. So I think I've heard of four of those. So I'm doing better than you.
Yeah, I'd heard of New York Giants once you said it. I'd heard the New York Jets is a football team.
Oh my God, it is football, but it's not on my list. So let's all just leave the question.
I think that if we're getting to the point where we're celebrating having heard of something, we're in a bad place.
Okay,
I'm so sorry.
Final question. Question number 12 for 3 points. Can you name three of the five legendary penalty takers that broke the curse for England in 2018 with a dazzling win against Colombia in the round of 16 at the World Cup that year?
Obviously not. Can I name anyone on that team?
Can you name anyone?
I don't know who was in goal. I don't know who the captain was. What year was it?
2018. So maybe could you name like...
Has John Terry... Had John Terry already been disgraced at that point?
Let's say someone... Some
Wayne
younger.
Rooney. Wayne Rooney.
Let's go younger. These people are in their 30s
But he's the captain.
Now.
He must have taken... Yeah, but Wayne Rooney was the captain in 2018, wasn't he, or not?
No, unfortunately not. He'd already retired. Oh my God, Wayne Rooney's retired. Oh my God.
Oh my God. I've not even got used to him being 17 yet.
Wayne Rooney's out.
I can't name any players. I literally can't think of any.
Don't you
Theo
worry.
Walcott.
There you go. Now we're talking about... He's probably 30 now. So. Harry Kane, Marcus Rashford, Jordan Henderson, Kieran Trippier and Eric Dyer.
Who? Trippier is a footballer. Shut up. I'm not falling for that.
Sorry, Trippier.
That's even worse.
Did you
he falls over
say
a lot,
I'm
but he's Trippier.
I'm not falling for that.
I'm not falling for someone called Trippy.
We've ended the quiz in a puddle of puns. Russell, at the end of your Sport Wednesday, you got 3 points.
Oh, my God. 3 points. That's a win in football. Yes.
Yeah. We'll talk through Russell's points after this short break.
Welcome along to a brand new podcast called 21st Century Football, a complete guide. Well, so far that is. This podcast is all about celebrating the best of the world's most beautiful game, but only if it happened in the 21st century. This series is all about championing the greatest footballers of the last 20 years. Each week we'll have a variety of hosts, including YouTube star Statman Dave Stephen Tries.
Got that underwear range.
You've got a pair on now, haven't you, Stephen?
No. I soiled mine this morning.
And myself, Will Brazier, will also feature radio legend Adam Brown. Find us on your regular podcasting sites, as well as our brand new YouTube channel. Search 21st Century Football. It sound right, boy.
Russell, I'd like to talk to you more about this isolation that you feel between your friends and sport, because I know, but on a serious note, if that is a huge, you know, culturally... I don't know. It's like the point of reference for all of your mates or a large group of them. Have you never wanted to just follow the herd and get into football?
Yes, I've tried. I've tried three times to formally force myself to get into football in my life. Once when I was 12, when it was really important. Once when I started my first like proper job, I was working near Fulham. So I went to Fulham two, three times. I went to Chelsea a couple of times. I went to the game. I really tried. It really, really is. Men kicking a ball around. I mean, it really is that. There's no girls there. There's no music. No one was dancing. There was nothing there for me.
It's just not for you.
Nothing. I couldn't even have a conversation about literature in the interval. I don't think it's even called the interval.
I don't think it is. So, okay, thank you very much for we plodded along and we got to the end. That's all we can say.
Oh, I never thought I'd be nostalgic for the music quiz.
Okay. That was Quiz Chat Repeat. Join us tomorrow for Quiz of Your Life. But here's your third connector clue of the week. Remember, the connection between the four will be told to you on Friday. See if you can get it. So your clue is the name of the weekly French satirical newspaper known for its controversial depictions. We want the name of the weekly French satirical newspaper known for its controversial depictions. Join us tomorrow for Russell's Quiz of Your Life.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.